Hi, I'm Peter Crick, and welcome to the Friday morning wrap of the week. I'm very pleased this morning to have Rob Lenihan, a member of the Save and Grow Gyra group. And thank you very much, Rob, to come in and talk to us about some of the issues that Save and Grow Gyra group are very concerned about.
Thank you, Peter, and I appreciate the time allowed. Thank you.
The Save and Grow Gyra group, can you tell me how long you've been going for?
Well, it's a group of gyra people that formed themselves rather informally some years ago to oppose the proposed Fit for the Future process, which was to amalgamate as many councils across the state as possible, and we saw red and didn't like the idea, and we could, because we had a 110-year history of Gyra Shire Council, and we saw a necessity to resist that and encourage our local community to avoid the possible merger with Armidale, which of course we know has now happened.
Yeah, and as a result of that, you've kept going though to try and reverse that merger, I gather.
Well, since merger, we reformed and actually named the group Save and Grow Gyra, and became more formally organised amongst ourselves. We're still not recognised under any Department of Fair Trading requirements or anything. We're just a group of local people resisting the amalgamation at this stage for the simple fact that the Gyra Shire Council residents and former ratepayers have no representation on Armidale Regional Council at the present time. It's a simple matter of population against population. And as I said, we had a 110-year history of successful and viable council for many years, despite what some of the current Armidale Regional councillors and administration are saying, that Gyra was in a dreadful and unviable state, is not quite correct. I can quote that Gyra Council had in excess of $13 million in interest-bearing deposits at the time of amalgamation. And yes, they had a $7 million work deficit, but no one's ever mentioned the state of Armidale Demerara Council at the time of amalgamation. I know for a fact they had red numbers in their bank accounts and actually had to borrow money at one stage prior to amalgamation to service their wage bill. And incidentally, they had a $27 million work deficit. So, you know, to say that Gyra was in a far worse state than Armidale is not quite correct. And that's one of the reasons why we've fought on with our fight to demerger process, which involves preparing a submission, which is almost done. We've just got to tidy it up. And what's delayed us for so long is we have to get 10% of the Armidale Regional Council electoral roll voters to sign a letter of support that must accompany the submission to the powers that be in Macquarie Street. And they, of course, are the Minister for Local Government, who is now a more recent one, only just appointed some weeks ago, Wendy Tuckerman. And she can either approve or throw out any submission at any stage through the procedure. But Adam Marshall's assured us he will be taking our submission and signatories down to Sydney with him when we have them completed, and presenting them to Wendy Tuckerman and trying to convince her to pass it on to the Boundaries Commission, which is the next stage of the procedural process.
Yeah. Okay, if you just have a look at this process that you've been going through. I gather it's been going since about 2019-20, when you first sort of started getting the campaign moving to try and get the demerger requirements addressed. And imagine you would need about 3,000 letters, because the size of the Armidale Regional Council is 30,000 people.
Well, that's not quite right. I think at this stage we can't get an accurate figure from the electoral office, believe it or not. It's somewhere in the vicinity of just over 2,000, we believe.
Right.
That's the actual voting electoral roll of Armidale Regional Council.
Okay. And as of last year in the Express, the Armidale Express, I think in July last year, was Gordon Yeoman's one of your members of the Save and Grow Gyra, was quoted the 2,036 letters as of that time. I don't know whether I'm misquoting that or not, but that's what the article says. How many of those have you got?
Well, we've got... Look, we haven't done a count in recent days simply because some weeks ago we rented a shop front in Gyra to access signatories for the support letter, and that is rolling along extremely well. Because we've had a pause and revisited it, it seems to be more awareness now a demerger is possible, and the community of turning up in a good steady stream to sign the letters. And some weeks ago, I know we had 1,300. It's gone well in excess of that at the moment. I think we've gained another 250 or 300 in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So we're getting closer by the time, by the day.
And so do you think you're ready to be able to present that petition to Adam Marshall to take to Parliament? Or
yeah, well, Peter, we're hoping to be ready sort of in the first week of December is our plan, even earlier if possible, so that it can be presented to Parliament well before the recess begins in December, and bearing in mind that it won't return till late February, Parliament, I don't think. Don't quote me on these times, but...
And we do have an election next year,
we
too.
We do have an election in March.
Yeah. So I would have to assume that may actually hold things up a bit too.
It quite possibly could. There's been commitments made by Labor in our favour, but whether they can be held to that, we're yet to find out.
Yes, well, I think all the pundits are saying it's going to be a very close one. Let's get back to the actual prospect of a demerger and just see, from my point of view, how viable it is, because I think my main concern is that since the merger happened, you've lost a fairly significant population group from the old Gyra Council area, with Tinga going to in rural.
Yes, Peter, and that's a good point. And we lost 880 square kilometres, and we lost nearly 900 residents. But bear in mind that Tinga being a common, there wasn't a great rate base drawn from that area. And our proposal in our submission details a new area for a Gyra-based council, which we believe will form two viable areas, one based in Armidale and one based in Gyra. And our Gyra one is slightly larger than the Gyra Shire without Tinga and slightly larger in population.
So the reality is that the boundaries would be redrawn differently to what they were before the merger.
That's right. And
won't that be a bone of contention in itself if it does happen?
We must bear in mind that when the amalgamated council was formed, there was boundaries adjustments made, particularly in Ebor, where one side of the main road that goes through Ebor was in one shire and the other side of the road was in another shire. So this boundary adjustments aren't new. And we dare not insist on our actual mapping area be adopted by the Boundaries Commission. That's where they come in and use their authority and expertise in redesigning two new council areas.
Yeah, and just on my observation, and I don't mean this is a criticism, but the last 2021 census, I think, showed Gyra as having a population of just over 2,000 people. Now, the associated service area around that it would be the rural areas, would probably add, I suppose, probably for another 1,000, maybe a bit more.
Roughly around that,
yeah.
I think.
It'd still be one of the smallest councils in New South Wales, wouldn't it, if it was allowed to freestand again?
Well, possibly, but as I said, we had 110 years of small, successful council with a happy relationship with our ratepayers. We want it back. That's basically the guts of it, and we can prove our viability. And I will add that if and when it happens, we have a significant amount of younger generational people who are quite keen to get involved at council level. So don't discount the fact that there are people there that will support us and we could have a viable election.
Here's another point too made by the current councillors and mayor is that you've got some quite significant liabilities existing up there. One, the reformation of the TIP, which apparently is going to cost around $4 million, and also the water issues as well that we had during the drought, which really showed that the problems that both towns have got and both areas have got. How's the demerged council going to be able to deal with those challenges straight away?
Well, I was quite pleased to hear the comment that rejuvenation of the former landfill site was going to cost $4 million because Gyra Council already had a plan in place to do that, and it was $6.2 million then. So I was quite relieved to hear. But they're problems that a lot of councils are having at present, and I believe we can attract grant money to cover those sort of incidences. And that, yes, it will have to be done. It's an EPA requirement, I believe.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it's a preventative cost that's going to get in our road.
Well, I think one thing that many people do agree on is that this merger process across the state hasn't been very well handled, and it's resulted in a lot of councils almost becoming insolvent. But there's one demerger that's been allowed to occur, and that's Cootamundra and Gundagai. But I believe that the circumstances there are quite a bit different to this one. Is that correct?
That's right. The situation in Cootamundra Gundagai when they emerged, the newly formed regional council was based in Cootamundra. They only took 12 to 18 months to realise what a dreadful decision had been made, and they're the ones that applied to the state government to demerge. So a different set of circumstances and scenario down there entirely. And it's interesting to note that the Boundaries Commission recommended to the previous Minister for Local Government, Shelley Hancock, after looking at the Cootamundra Gundagai application for demerger, that she adopt that demerger and, as she's entitled to do, took the extreme movement of action of wiping it and not allowing the demerger to go ahead. With the cabinet reshuffle and the appointment of Wendy Tuckerman, there seems to be a little bit more sympathetic approach to it. And we were quite encouraged to see that Wendy Tuckerman, after the Boundaries Commission had visited Cootamundra and Gundagai publicly on two separate occasions, recommended to Wendy Tuckerman that she demerge those two councils, and that's what's exactly happened only some weeks ago.
Yes, very recent. Well, Rob, thank you very much for coming and explaining that, and I think everybody will watch with interest and just see how you go, and all the best if you are going to succeed.
Thank you, Peter, and I appreciate the time from 2ARM-FM, and it's a shame that your strength's not quite strong enough in the Gyra area. We can get you, but it's a bit scratchy at times, and I'd love to encourage and assist in any way I can getting your strength of your signal out a little bit further.
Well, it's interesting that we have talked about that because it's just a geography between here and Gyra that causes the problems of trying to engage our community more, and Gyra is definitely part of our community. So let's hope for the best there. Okay, I've been speaking to Rob Lenihan, one of the people involved in the Save and Grow Gyra movement for the demerger of Gyra from the Armidale Regional Council area.